Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. January the 3rd, 2022, and we are continuing our theme of what does this new year hold for the people of God? What can we expect in 2022? Now, I really believe the Holy Spirit brought forth this phrase of a joyous overcomer. That in this year that he wants you and I to learn to be joyous overcomers. Yeah, we're going to have some things to overcome in 2022. We're not in heaven yet. We still live in a fallen world where there's a devil, there's demons, there's wicked people. There are, you know, and even the church, even Christians are not perfected yet. And so we are going to have challenges in the year ahead. And so we're going to have opportunities to more than ever to become that joyous overcomer that God wants us to be. And we have based this on the words of Jesus in John 16:33, where he said, "In the world you shall have tribulation," because this is a fallen, imperfect world. "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, be upbeat, be happy, be joyous." When you run into the tribulation, don't go into a melancholy state. Don't go into a poor me. Don't have a pity party. Don't go into depression. No, be of good cheer, be upbeat, be happy, be joyous. Why? He said, "Because I have overcome the world." And he is sharing his overcoming life and power with his people. That's why John said in 1 John 4:4, "Greater is he that is in you." And who is he that's in you? It's Christ in you. In Colossians 1:26, Paul said, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." Christ is in us through the Holy Spirit. And he shares that overcoming life and power with us. So in this coming year, we're going to have opportunities to be that joyous overcomer that he has called us to be. And that is the big truth that God has emphasized in these episodes, these new episodes for this new year, that he is going to lead us into being joyous overcomers in this new year. Now, so in the new year, we're going to have a mixture of both. We're going to have difficulties and challenges and tribulation, but because we're the people of God, we're going to have serendipities from God, unexpected blessings. We're going to see new displays of his goodness and of his power and of his provision. And we're going to see him do marvelous things here in this coming new year. So get ready for it. Look for it. Expect it. And just because you run into a difficulty, just because you run into a challenge, a tribulation, don't let that squelch your faith. Keep your eyes upon Jesus, like Peter did when he got out of the boat in the storm. And as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was able to walk on the water in the midst of the storm. But when he got his eyes off of Jesus, he got preoccupied with the wind and the waves, he began to sink. So my friends, in 2022, do not become overly preoccupied with the difficulties and with the challenges. Keep preoccupied with Jesus and let his overcoming life and power flow through you, and he will lift you above the wind, he will lift you above the waves, and he will cause you to be a joyous overcomer in the midst of the storm. So in the coming year, we're going to experience both the difficulties, the challenges, but also the mighty displays of God's goodness, of his power, and his provision. Here's some scriptures along these lines. Psalm 23:4, you're all familiar with. David said, though I walk through the valley, though I pass through the valley, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That's that difficulty. That's that time of challenge, that time of tribulation, that valley of the shadow of death. And though I walk through that valley of the shadow of death, David said, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And to bring that over into the New Testament application that we are making, your overcoming life and power. There, as I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, you're overcoming life and power. You are with me. And in the new covenant, he is not only with us, he is in us. And his overcoming life and power is sustaining us and lifting us above the shadows. As the old gospel song said, lift me up above the shadows. And it is the life and power of Christ in us that lifts us above the shadows and enables us to be joyous overcomers in every situation. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, in the world you shall have tribulations. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be happy, be joyous, because the greater one is living in you. And as you keep your eyes on him and acknowledge him in all of your ways and keep your trust and your hope in Jesus, he will lift you up above the storm and he will enable you to walk on the water with him and to be a joyous overcomer in 2022. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Oh, I believe God is speaking to us. I believe God is preparing us for this year to be a joyous overcomer in this coming year. Hey, check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. You'll find a lot of resources there, articles. There's a link to a blog. Check out my blog. Got a lot of good articles there. Also, there's a link to a YouTube channel. A link there to our bookstore. Also, our books are on Amazon. And we want to be a blessing to you. And if these podcasts are being a blessing, hey, let us know. If you go to my website, it's easy there to click on my email address if any time you want to send an email. And if you need special prayer, we'd be happy to pray for you and believe God with you for your need. In closing, remember, God is calling us to be joyous overcomers in this coming year. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow.